Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
But we should be thinking heavenly minded, praise God. We should be looking forward to seeing each other in that heavenly city. Aren't you tired of living down here? I'm ready to meet you in the air, praise God. God said he's going to gather all of us. I'm waiting. He said, wait and watch. Watch and pray. Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus. Oh, we're going to that city where there'll be no more cold days. No more dying. No more crying. No more pain. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he done paid it all. He done paid the price for us to go there. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus.
And let your grace stay.
Come on.
You've been born.
Yes, you do. Praise God, praise God. I want to give you an important number right now. If you have a pen and pencil, would you please take this number down for next Saturday? Next Saturday is our house church meeting, and I believe God has given me a great message to go forth in this prayer meeting next Saturday. It's going to be a prayer, anointed prayer meeting, and you'll have to call this number. We hope that we'll be able to give it to you before the program is over, but if not, take a pen and pencil and take this number down. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to be sending it out to those that we have that number. Praise God. But if you know anybody that needs prayer, praise God, I would like for them to be in this anointing prayer service. Since we cannot meet in the homes right now, we was hoping that we'd be back in the homes for the first Sunday in August, but we are not. So we got to practice social distance. We used to be here in the homes, and we have a great dinner afterwards. But due to COVID-19, praise God, we're going to do it over, you know, the devil can't stop us. So take this number down, 1-515-604-9642. 1-515-604-9642. And the PIN number is 943841 pound. But we'll try and give this number back out to you again. We want everybody to be in this anointing prayer service. Praise God. I believe that things are going to happen. I believe God is going to do great things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's Favorite Praise Program, coming to you live tonight. I pray that you have been enjoying the praise service. Praise God. God said come into his gates with thanksgiving and praise. And we do thank him for allowing us to come in. Praise God. This is God's Favorite Ministry. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? May be slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through, some kind of sickness. Maybe you know somebody going through COVID, or you may be going through COVID or whatever the devil is trying to attack you with. God's Favorites are here reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is willing to, Jesus unpaid it all. Come on, somebody. We just heard the song. Jesus has paid it all. And all we got to do is rest in the Lord. Praise God. Rest in the Lord and believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, mind, and soul. At this time, I'm going to ask Minister Shawanda, will she give us a quick testimony right quick? Praise God. Sister Shawanda. How God has healed her.
Amen.
Body.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was trying to get the mute, but no. Praise the Lord, everybody. Certainly good to be found on the line one more time. Thank God for Minister Vivian and all of the saints of God. I truly thank God for a speedy recovery. I recently went through a surgery, and I am just about healed up, praise God. And so that is my testimony for today, that God is a healer, and he don't take a long time doing nothing, praise God. So I give God all the glory, honor, and praise for everything that he has done. Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Minister. Evangelist Shawanda, praise God, hallelujah. We just thank God because we have been praying for her speedy recovery. And I mean, just like she said, God has touched her body and bringing her through so wonderfully. And we thank God for what he's doing in the lives of his people. Praise God. Well, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for all your presence, all that you're doing, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you don't, God, hold no good thing from those that walk up right before you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are to us, oh God. God, you are loving and a kind God. You are a healer. You are a healer. Praise God. You, oh God, Father God, we can depend upon you. God, we can lay all our cares and burdens upon you. So, Lord, we say, touch every son, every daughter that's out there on drugs. Deliver them, oh God. All those that are behind prison walls. Comfort them in this time that we are going through, God. Oh, Father God, may they look to you, God, continuously. Oh, God, every mother that have lost a son, oh, God, to the bullet, oh, God. Father God, comfort her, oh, God. Father God, bring peace, oh, God, where the enemy has tried to cause an eruption, oh, God, trying to do like a volcano and blow things out of order. But the devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for every mother, God, that her heart is being comforted, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're healing all our hurts. And, oh, God, thank you, Lord God, that you are setting free all those, oh, God, that's been in bondage, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, take away all fear, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, oh, God, that fear and COVID is a time of the past, God. We thank you that you're going to drive up, God, by your spirit, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, Father God, that every anything that's anyone that's carrying unforgiveness, God, Lord God, that's healed up today, God. They're living in the spirit, oh, God. We live in the spirit. We live free. We live, oh, God, according to your ways, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Well, we do ask, is there anyone on the line that have a prayer request tonight? Do press 1. Praise God. If you have a prayer request tonight, press 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We also want to keep all the rest of the prayer requests that has been brought in. We'll keep them in our heart and ponder them and bring them before the Lord. Praise God. All those that's weary, oh, praise God. Just remember all those that we don't know, praise, that has COVID, praise God. Hallelujah. You know why? Because God say, pray ye one for another. Praise God. So we believe God. We just thank God that we can pray ye one for another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Minister DG, would you pray, praise God, for all people that are going through COVID? Praise God. Oh, Father, I pray, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, 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 that you bless Minister Vivian and bless her work, oh, Lord, that you assigned to her, and she will do it, oh, Lord, with your grace and mercy, and I let your Holy Spirit interfere, hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit take over and help her through everything that she's doing right now. And she'll continue to do for you and you alone and for your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You give her more and more understanding and knowledge of you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, here we are. At this moment, and so many people are affected by the virus out there. The virus that, and we know, is an invisible war.
that's eating people, the virus that, you know, makes people cry, my God. People cry, people suffer in agony, in a family after family, and so a lot of people are gone and keep going and keep going. The devil, you know, keep breathing, breathe, keep breathing upon people wherever they are. He doesn't care about where, who. He just keep breathing upon them and make them and cause them to die. And tonight, oh Lord, we come before your throne of grace. We pray for help, for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for America in the name of Jesus. America is victimized by this war, this invisible war, this demonic war. Father, we pray right now by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ that you answer our prayers. So many people are praying all over the world, praying, and now we stand with them in prayer. Father, have mercy. Bend down and hear our cries, hear our supplications, because Father, it's you we have. We don't serve any other God but you, and we know you're a God of answering prayers. And that tonight, oh Lord, we come and cry. We cry, and you say, Lord, help. Hallelujah. Help. 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 We need your help. We need your help. And so many people are crying right now. They lose husbands, wives, children, grandchildren, oh, Father. Father, have mercy. The only one word in the whole world shall he be healed in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we pray, we are in the gap right now. We pray and we stand in the blood of Jesus to declare victory over this evil world, this victory over this demonic world, victory in the name of Jesus. We shall stay strong. We shall be healthy. We shall be some that is shall be healed and get through it strong. Hallelujah. Because you do it, Lord, and you can do it, Lord. We come to you right now and touch the ones in hospital, the ones that are about to die. And Father, first of all, the most important thing, oh Lord, we ask that you save their souls. Save their souls, the one that is about to die right now. Save their souls, because their soul is more important than anything else. Save their souls. Bring them to repentance. Touch their hearts, oh Lord, because I know to the end you still can save them. You still can have them, oh Lord, while they cry to you and they open themselves to you. Heal their cries and forgive them, oh Lord. And Father, you heal them eternally in your name, Lord, because you're able to do it. You are so good, Lord. Whatever you want, you do. But, you know, you put us in the position. We are praying to you, and Lord, whatever we pray, and we know you have ears to hear, whatever we pray to you, oh Lord, hear us from above. Answer our humble hearts while we cry against this virus, while we cry. And Father, I ask, oh Lord, Father, that the blood of Jesus, you know, purify the air, so that we can breathe, not the poison, not the polluted air, but we breathe pure air, because you created the air for us to breathe. Father, while we breathe safely. The air will not poison us. Father, we ask that you immune our system so that the whatever it is will not infect us. Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, whoever needs a touch, whoever needs a touch right now, touch them in a mighty way. Father, you are the healer. You are the supernatural healer. And we pray for grace and manifestation and wonder, Father. And we thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And we pray by the power of the blood in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And do it, Lord. Oh, we count on you. We count on you and we trust. We believe. We believe you're the Savior. And we believe you can do whatever you want to do because you are we give you complete control. And you are in charge of life. Life in this earth. You are sovereign. Hallelujah. You are the Lord of lords. And Father, you reign, and we are in your lordship. Father, we thank you for keeping us safe and protected under you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Minister GG, for that strong prayer. Praise God. Praise God. I want to mention to you, I will be sending out this number to everyone, the house church is having an anointing prayer service on Saturday. That is the time we meet for 10 o'clock a.m. in the morning. Praise God. So since we cannot gather, we're going to be on the prayer line. Praise God. And we believe in God to do great things. And the number is 1-515-604-9642. The access code is 943841#. 943841#. We will be sending this number out to you if you can make it to be on this anointing prayer service on First Saturday, which is our regular meeting time for God's favorite house church. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Saturday, we will be having an anointing prayer service. We want you to be a part of it. We are believing God for great things going to happen on this prayer line on Saturday, First Saturday coming at 10 a.m. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, tonight our subject is when you are in the wilderness. When you are in the wilderness. You know, during this COVID, it seems as though a lot of people are in the wilderness. A lot of people are going through because they just can't deal with a mask on. They can't deal with it. They are complaining. And you, let me tell you, God doesn't want us to complain. Have you ever thought about that? God does not want us going through this wilderness complaining. He wants us to go through it joyfully. He wants us to be an obedience, and I'm going to show you this in a few minutes. He wants us to be obedient so that we can eat the good of the land. Praise God. God does not want us to go through this time complaining. You know, that's what the children of Israel did. When they went through, they complained. They didn't have this. They didn't want to do this. They didn't have that. Praise God. That's not what God wants us to do. He just wants us to thank him and be joyful and be grateful. He's supplying our every need. At some time or another, we all must go through our encounter in some types of wilderness experience. It may be some type of hurts, disappointments, setbacks are lost. Praise God. Some people take things different than others. God didn't make us all alike, no. But when we think about God, and he, if we say he's in this thing with us, he's going to take us through, praise God. But in this life, oh my God, now, come on. We must have some trials and tribulations in this life. We won't complain. I hear the song say, I won't complain. We won't complain. No matter how difficult this may seem to be, praise God, we won't complain. We'll just go through, believing that God's going to help us, trusting in the Lord with all our heart and with all our strength. But it's not to do us harm. This is not to do us harm. Wake us up and to do us good, praise God. To help us come up from where we are. Because, you know, we can get in, we can get in such a complacent place. And God don't want us to be complacent. He wants us to be active and ready and always open to what he's doing. Praise God. Maybe we had gotten a little complacent while COVID is here. You have gotten, you need to be shaking up in your prayer life. You need to be shaking up in your singing. Praise God. Some people just think they don't need to sing, but we need to sing. Praise God. You know, God allows things to happen for a person. God want us to, he want us to do good and enjoy the fruit of our labor, to enjoy. This thing is not here to harm us. It's here to help us, to give us a future, to look forward to a future, to believe God for the future. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe we have unforgiveness, engaging in some kind of selfish ways. You know, sometimes all kind of things that we get, the enemy can catch us up into, praise God. And we have to, we look to God for this thing. Your willingness experience can be long or it can be short. The children of Israel was in the wilderness for 40 years. But God allowed them to go through. And I'm telling you, God will allow you to go through in this COVID time. He said, I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. You know, we got to just trust in the Lord and in his word. His word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, praise God. Hallelujah. But we have allowed slackness in our lives. We have gotten a little slack, praise God. When you get a little slack, praise God, hallelujah. Sometimes we need to be shaken up, praise God, hallelujah. Sometimes, hallelujah, praise God. God have to just touch us, say, oh, you're getting a little bit slack. Get a little better in your prayer life, praise God. Get a little better. Praise God here and there. He want to touch us. I'm going to bring you over here to 1 Samuel 15 and 22, and we're going to read that. Praise God. 1 Samuel, let me tell you what the people did over there. Praise God. All right. 15:20, starting at verse 22. And Samuel said, have the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Are we obeying? Now, there are some words that I am going to point out tonight, praise God. Are you obeying? Did you get slack in obeying the Lord? Did you get slack where you didn't hear him? Come on, somebody. Now, this thing is real tonight, praise God. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. We got to sacrifice now because we haven't obeyed God as we should. Okay? Praise God. Hold, come on. I told you I'm going to point out some words to you. All right. For rebellion. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Did we rebel somewhere? Yep. We got to acknowledge things. And if you wasn't you, it was somebody you know or some, it's somebody. It rains on the just as well as the unjust. Come on, Jesus. Yes, Lord God, thank you. And stubbornness, well, if you didn't have rebellion, was you stubborn in some things? Come on now. Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. You ain't been steady in your word as he told you to. My God, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And he's also rejected thee from being king. That's when Saul was supposed to have been king, praise God. God is saying the same thing to, oh, Lord God, he's saying the same thing to us today, praise God, hallelujah. And Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned. You got to admit, praise God, hallelujah. You got to admit, I have sinned. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I have sinned. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Saul said, I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy works because I fear the people and obey their voice. Who are you going to fear? God say, oh my God. God say, fear him. Don't fear man. Jesus, hallelujah, tonight, hallelujah. You see why we bring things up on us and on other people and on the land? Because we are rebellion, rejection. We done rejected God. You might say, oh, I didn't do it. You better search your heart, praise God, hallelujah. Now, therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin and turn again with me that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not turn unto thee. He still rebelled. He still didn't want to return. How many times we tell people to turn to the Lord and they don't want to turn? I got two people right now in my life I'm trying to deal with to get them to turn to the Lord. They both hurting. I don't know what it's going to take for them to turn to the Lord. They rebelling against God. And Samuel said, I will not return unto thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected thee from being king over Israel. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see where this comes in. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see where this comes in. Praise God. And Samuel turned about and go his way, and he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And Samuel said unto him, the Lord has rent thy kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and has given it to a neighbor of thine, that it is better than thou. You know, God will put somebody else. If you don't obey God and do the work of God, he'll put somebody else there to serve in your behalf, because you have rejected God. You have rebelled against God. You have sinned and come short of his love. My God, my God. My God, hallelujah. Then he said, I have sinned, yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me that I may worship that Lord thy God. So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshiped the Lord. When you repent, and turn back to the Lord, hallelujah. God has never left you. God has never left us. See what throws us into the wilderness? Sin. Not giving him the glory. Not praying, praise God. Not praising him when he created you too. When he said man ought to always pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. No words penetrating in you. Praise God. You didn't even think about to pick up your word today. You forgot to pray. We can make all kind of excuses. excuses. Praise God. No word to penetrate our hearts, to steer us the right way. Praise God. Turn back to Jesus. Sometimes, God said the wages of sin is death. Sometimes it will cause you to miss out on what God is trying to do and say in your life. Praise God. You need direction every day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Know that death experience will blind you. That death experience will blind you and keep you from serving God. Praise God. That death experience, praise God, when you are not fully clothed in Jesus, praise God. Hallelujah. It'll knock you off the right path. You won't travel down the path that God has prepared. Oh, you're stumbling. Oh, my God. Come on now. You're stumbling. Oh, my God. God is saying, turn back to me. Turn back to me. I love you. I love you. I'm going to go to another scripture. Praise God. Psalm 78 and 18 says, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go there. Oh, praise God. I wish you could read these scriptures. Praise God. Psalm 78, starting at verse 18, and it reads as thus. And they tempted God in their heart by asking me for their lust. God, some of us is tempting God, and God said, don't tempt me. Praise God. Yea, they spoke against God, and they said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Can God take care of COVID? Yes, he can. Some people saying they don't believe it's a God. Come on, somebody. They're going to ask the question, can God? God can do anything but fail. Praise God. And they tempted God in their heart, asking for me. Yea, they spake against God. Like I said, I'm dealing with two people trying to bring them to Christ, and they're speaking against God. They just don't believe prayer will change things in their lives. They're hurting, they're crying. But they ain't cried enough. They ain't hurt enough. Because the enemy going to keep piercing them until they turn. Praise God. Can God, behold, he smote the rock and the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Can God do it? God can do anything but fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. Therefore, the Lord heard this and was wrong. Now, you can make God angry. Maybe that's why COVID here. Somebody done made God angry. We done made God angry. And God said, God will get angry. Praise God. Hallelujah. And anger came up against Israel because they believed not in God. They believed not. I'm telling you, we got some people out here don't believe in God. Hallelujah. But keep his commandment. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see where we are here on this scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. They sin. Okay, let's go back down here. Praise God. Hallelujah. We was at 18, 19, and 20. And therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth. So the fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not, listen to the words I'm saying to you, they trusted not in his salvation. People, a lot of people are not saved. People you think that are saved, they are not saved. Because you see their walk. You see they are not trusting in God. You see they are not being fruitful. Though he had commanded the clouds from above to be open doors of heaven, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of the heaven. Man did eat angels' food, and he sent them meat to the full. God provides us. God provides us with everything, everything that we need. Praise God. Everything that we need that pertains to godliness. God gives us everything. He told us, you don't have a need. God supplies every one of our needs. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you just need the spiritual. If you just stay in the spiritual, he'll provide manna for the physical. Praise God. Man did eat angels' food, and he sent them meat to the full. He called the east wind to blow in the heaven, and by the power he brought them the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and feathered fowl like the sand of the sea. Look how God provides. Look how God provides. That's what God is doing now in this pandemic. Praise God. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitation. So they did eat and were well filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from their lust, but while their meat was yet in their mouth, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down and chosen men of Israel. For all this they sin still, even though God is providing in a time, praise God, like this. Hallelujah. Even though God, come on, can't you see it? Even though God is providing like this in the time of a pandemic, praise God, the people are still sinning. Oh, my God, it's the same as it was back then. It's the same thing today, praise God. God said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Praise God. In a time like this, when they don't want to wear a mask, when they want to be disobedient, when God is providing everything that we need, still grumbling, and we're still sinning, still turning our back on God. Though prayer is going on, they don't want to hear the prayer. Come on, somebody. You know somebody like that. No matter what is going on, they don't want to hear. It was what they wanted and not what God had for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was what we want. Come on, somebody. You have to put yourself in what went on back then up to date. Praise God. Hallelujah. They were even lusting after other things. Don't make God angry. An angry God is not good. Praise God. No matter how God blessed them, still they sin and refuse to turn to God. And still the same thing is happening today. And God bowed down and he calls us. And he lets us know that we are his own. And still, they won't hear God. My God. When God said, have no other God before me, still, he said, I am your God. They still refuse to honor God. They still refuse to pray, to bow a knee. Praise God. Sometimes we put people before God. Sometimes we put money before God. Sometimes we put things before God. And God's heart is grieved because we have left him out. We have left God out, as the word said, because we have put other things. And he said, have no other God before me. Have no other God before me. Why do we lay God aside when we can't live without him? Why? He is the one who made us and knows all about us. then why are we in the wilderness that we in? Praise God. Because of disobedience. Praise God. One thing we must do and learn to do is to obey God. That's one thing we got to learn. If we don't, we're going to steady be going around just like they did for 40 years. Praise God. Going to be steady going around in the wilderness. They went around 40 years. Praise God. Hallelujah. One thing we must do in the land, we must pray. God will put on you, put you on the right track. Yes, he will. Praise God. Sometimes you have to wonder. And if you have to wonder, that means you're not on the right track. Get on the right track. Get on the right track. Second Peter, praise God. Our last scripture. 14. Second Peter 2:14 says, praise God. 2:14. Praise God. 2:14. They are having eyes full of adultery. Come on, somebody. And cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, hearts they have exercised with covetous practices. Cursed children. Oh, my God. Don't you tell nobody that children is cursed. We got a lot of bastard children out here. Oh, don't let me go there. Hallelujah. I'm just only saying what the word said. Which have forsaken the right way. They have forsaken the right way. Praise God. They are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages and unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. We've been rebuked, but we're still falling into that same old sin. Praise God. When you going to get free from it? Praise God. But was rebuked for his iniquity, and the dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. These are clouds. Empty people. We're empty if we're not obeying God's commandment. Sometimes we create our own, praise God, destruction and blame it on the devil or on someone else. You know we love to blame someone else, but this is not God. Praise God. You need to take action for your own account. Praise God. Hallelujah. In order to come out of the wilderness, you need to get your mind renewed. And you'll find that in Ephesians 4:17-23, he tells us how to get our mind renewed and turn back to God. Praise God, and draw close to him. Praise God, and God loves us so much. Praise God, he just tells us what to do if we be obedient. As I said earlier, be obedient, and every promise that he gave will be fulfilled. And one of them, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God, hallelujah. And even though children weren't in the wilderness for 40 years, God is never like that. Praise God. God is doing the same thing for you and me. Praise God. He wants us to draw to him, close to him. Praise. Lay aside all the idols. Lay aside all the things that you love the most that is of the world. Praise God. And turn to him. Turn to him. He said, if my people will turn to me, I'll hear their land. Praise God. And this is what our Father wants us to do. Praise God. Well, I just thank God for each one of you all on tonight. I don't want to leave without blessing you. Praise God, because God say bless his people, and I want God's people blessed. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he give you peace all this week. And please, I want you to be with me on first Saturday at 10 o'clock in the house church. I want to give you the number if you have a paper. If not, we'll send it out to you. I believe that this is going to be on anointing time, 1-515-604-964. And the pound sign is 943-841 pound, the access code, I mean. Oh, praise God. We're going to have a great prayer and anointing service. We want to do communion. So you have your communion in your hand on first Saturday if you're coming. Praise God. We want to turn back to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anything the devil trying to do, he's a liar. Have a good week. God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye-bye.